The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been wrong.
What about the economy? So many things going on in the economy that are in the headlines every day. Friday, the jobs report comes out. 136,000 jobs added. 3.5% is the unemployment rate. Looks great. But manufacturing is down. You've got the GM strike 3.5 weeks in, not doing anybody any favors, really. What does all this impeachment talk do to the economy? Josh Talley here, a three-time Amazon number one best-selling author and the CEO of multiple successful companies. Josh, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back. Good morning.
So all of this economic news, the jobs numbers look great. The manufacturing numbers look not great. The GM strike, and then, of course, all the impeachment talk. How does that impact my bottom line?
Well, you know what's crazy about this? The economic health of this country is largely due to the perception of the economic health of this country. As soon as companies or wealthy individuals start hearing rumors of recession or whatever, they'll start hoarding cash, which is actually going to bring on a recession. So there's definitely political fallout when it comes to these sort of economic issues. But the other thing we have to remember is every time we go into an election year, the side that is not in the White House claims that the other side is going to lead us into recession. So there has to be a grain of salt, even though a recession is definitely possible.
Well, it almost seems to me, Josh, and I watch the commentators on the different cable stations cheerleading, it seems, for a recession.
You see, this is the part from an economic standpoint, this is the part that makes me really mad, Steve. You have these political commentators on all sides of the political aisle, but what we fail to realize is they're just like Don King. A lot of them profit no matter what happens. As long as there's a fight, they profit.
Wait a second. Like Don King, like with the wild hair the whole bit?
Absolutely. Yeah,
just like Don
Absolutely.
King.
He didn't care who won the fight just as long as there was one.
Right. You know, best line of the day. Just like, okay, so as long as there's a fight going on, they're rooting for it. And I get that because otherwise, you know, if it weren't for airports and some sort of political crisis, CNN would have been out of business years ago, it seems.
Oh, my gosh.
It's true, isn't it? I mean, but they sell this whole narrative of the economy is terrible. We're going to be in a recession. It's all over. You know, we had the cross in the yield curves, right? The death cross,
yep,
or whatever they called it. Well, the average time between the death cross and the actual recession is 565 days. It's not exactly immediate, is it?
No. And what we need to realize, too, is even if there were a recession coming in 2 years or 20 years, one, it's cyclical. It's going to happen anyway. Two, it doesn't necessarily mean the sky is falling. If you're prepared for a recession, recessions are actually great times to build wealth, especially if you're in a lower economic bracket, if you're prepared. I mean, that's when a lot of people came out of the lower income brackets and into the higher income brackets was in a recession.
Well, absolutely. People become financially mobile, up and down the stratosphere of income, don't they?
Well, yeah, and things become more affordable. I mean, commercial real estate in a quote unquote good economic time is through the roof. I mean, $5,000-$10,000 a month for 10-year contracts. In a bad economic time, a recession, startups can start by renting commercial space for just a percentage of revenue because the realtor probably has debt on the land, which means that he or she will take whatever he can get.
Certainly. So give me an idea. Put your finger on the pulse of the American economy overall. Give me a prognosis. Tell me where we are.
Well, I think you're going to see manufacturing numbers and forecasts go down just because of the political expediency it brings, which is going to bring an increase to sort of import talks. I think you're going to see a lot more pressure on the president to do something with China, especially now with China getting more bold with its kind of currency manipulation going into 2020. They know, too, how to play the American political fiddle going into this. I think you're going to see a lot of opportunities in small service and small retail. It's interesting that Jeff Bezos has said three times now Amazon will go bankrupt, and both Amazon and Alibaba are trying to get into brick and mortar as fast as possible, while most people think brick and mortar is a waste. I mean, for goodness sake, Amazon's even coming out with a printed catalog.
Well, why are they doing that?
Well, because if the internet was invented before brick and mortar, the internet would die by lunch. I mean, you have this system where the internet didn't kill retail. Poor business practices and a lack of marketing killed retail. If all you knew was two-day delivery, and I said, Steve, where do you get your shirts? And you say, well, I order them online. Then they get here. They don't fit. I send them back. I try again. And after two or three times, I finally get one nice shirt. And I came to you and I said, Steve, we could go 2 minutes down the road. You can try it on and have instant delivery. Nobody would ever shop online again. So the online retailers realize that, and they're getting into brick and mortar too. So if you become a good business person at this point, there's going to be a huge amount of opportunities opening up for you in the next 5 to 10 years.
Let me ask you this. Josh Tolley here, three-time number one best-selling author on Amazon, by the way. Good job, Josh. let me ask you this. Impeachment. What does it do to the market? I mean, it doesn't seem to have much impact whatsoever, and the market hates uncertainty, but it just doesn't seem to be doing much damage.
You know, it's not going to, because the sides have already been chosen. This country is so divided that both sides are going to stick to their side regardless of what comes out, really. And I know that there is, you know, quote-unquote truth out there, but it doesn't matter to the politically active. They're going to hate the Democrats if you're on the right, and you're going to hate the right if you're on the left. It doesn't matter.
So I love everybody.
See this fight just divide the American people until election, and then oddly enough, you'll probably see it shift and twist right after the election results are in, and we're going to end up forgetting about impeachment just like we ended up forgetting about everything else that they've tried to throw at this thing.
Time for a group hug. Time for some love in this country, Josh, as I'm telling you. I don't hate anybody. I might disagree with people's I don't hate anybody. Josh, I greatly appreciate you being here.
Always great being with you, Steve.
There you have it. Josh Tolley, number one best-selling author, CEO of multiple successful companies, and an all-around good guy who's here to spread love and cheer. And I greatly appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be right back.